Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As Clint Eastwood might have put it in his pre-Super Bowl ad days, make my day. Listen to Governor Christie on a gay marriage bill that might be heading his way.
While I know that I can stop this by myself through a veto, and confident that any veto that I were to give would be upheld by the legislature, and if it's brought to that, that's exactly what I'll do.
So not audio, not great audio, but somebody caught the governor on the tape there just the other day confirming that he will veto a same-sex marriage bill if it makes it to his desk. Make his day. Our first guest this hour appears ready to do that. New Jersey Senate President Stephen Sweeney is back with us as the Senate gets ready to vote Monday on a same-sex marriage law. Senator, good to have you back on WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
I guess I have to give you equal time and let you respond to the last thing that New York City Council Speaker Christine Quinn said just before the news, that it's really the New York Giants.
Incorrect. It's the New Jersey Giants. They play in New Jersey.
I wanted to see the parade be across the George Washington Bridge. So either from Fort Lee to Washington Heights or Washington Heights to Fort Lee. Wouldn't that have been cool?
Yeah, it would have been excellent because that would have shown it's a regional economy and, you know, we work together.
All right. The Assembly has already passed the same-sex marriage bill. Do you have the votes?
The Senate is getting ready to pass it, Brian. No one's passed it yet. We are going on the 13th, and yes, we have the votes to pass it.
And you personally changed on this issue this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I absolutely did, Brian. And, you know, this 2 years ago, I abstained. And it was a political calculation that I took. You know, I didn't want to be part of a bill that was going to fail. And it was the wrong position to take because this is about civil rights, and you can't take a pass on civil rights. So, you know, we started working on this, and I'm showing the importance of it. This is no game. It's not politics. It's civil rights. That's why we signed it S1 and the Assembly signed it A1. And I told the Speaker and I asked the Speaker if we could go first because that's where it failed last time. So it is absolutely going to pass on Monday, and I expect it to pass the Assembly on Thursday, and it's going to go to the governor's desk.
So forgive me for having made that mistake about the Assembly. Is that because that's what happened last time? The Assembly went first and did pass it, and then it failed in the Senate?
No, it was the Senate. It went in 2009, the Senate put it up in lame duck at the very end, and Governor Christie had just won the election, and the Republican votes that we had at the time walked away.
So you were hoping to get it in while Corzine was still governor because you knew he would sign it.
He would sign it. But we didn't have the votes on the Democrat side then, Brian. And, you know, there's a whole lot that's taken place since then, which is people like myself recognizing that this isn't a political issue. It's a civil rights issue. And when you talk about, well, we'll put it on the ballot, you know, the majority will always deny the minority in almost every example of giving what they already have. So, no, we're not doing that. As a legislative body, it's our responsibility to do the right thing. I know I have enough Democrat votes to pass this bill.
You heard the governor's tone, though, in the clip that we just played and his words, his actual language. Do you have any doubt that he will veto the bill?
I have no doubt. I was hoping, because I think the governor's a decent person. And I was hoping that he could evolve like I have evolved on this issue and looked at it for what it is. It's about civil rights. It's not, you know, I sat through the entire testimony and the hearing that we had in our Judiciary Committee. And I'm sorry, the arguments against just aren't real. You know, one person actually said, well, if you do this, next thing we'll be able to marry. A lawyer said, next thing I'll be able to marry my dog because I love my dog. I said, you know, it's really offensive, immature things to say. You know, civil unions don't work, and we've had several years of trying, and we need to move forward. And do I have any doubt? No, I expect him to veto it. I would hope, as a decent human being that I think Chris is, governor is, that he would look at it the way we looked at it. He doesn't have to sign it. He could let it even pass by not signing it. But we'll deal with it when, if he vetoes it. And when he vetoes it, then We have 2 years, Brian.
You said civil unions don't work, which is what New Jersey has now, a civil unions law, which was instituted to satisfy a court ruling that said there had to be some kind of marriage equality. And the idea was that because this has all the specifics of the specific benefits of marriage, that that should satisfy the law, even though it's not called marriage, or satisfy the court. Why don't civil unions work, in your opinion?
Because companies don't recognize it if you have your partner, your spouse. They won't recognize that person. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. There's just been a study out with the U.S. Department of Labor showing how much they get discriminated against if you're in a domestic partner, civil union relationship.
So they're not the legal equivalent.
They're not, and clearly they're not. And, you know, it's funny. I sat through this hearing and listened to all the opponents, and they're okay with couples living together, loving together. They're okay with couples adopting children. I heard all this from the opponents, that we're arguing over the word marriage. And understand, that word really is only impacting in the government side because you've already condoned or blessed the way these people are living. So in order for me to get health insurance for my spouse, I have to be married most of the time. There's very few exceptions. Something happens where there's a medical emergency. They don't acknowledge, and a lot of times they won't recognize a civil union as being a media family. And someone actually said to me, well, just get power of attorney. Why should I have to have a separate, you know what I mean? We're equals, and we need to recognize that. You know, I just, it was very disheartening to listen to the reasons why people were against it. This is a slippery slope that people will now be able to marry multiple partners. Well, you know, like I said, there was a lot of ridiculous claims that went with this, and there are Republicans that do believe in this.
Answer that claim, because people will say this is not the same as the animals argument. This is, if your position is that any two consenting adults should be able to get married, then why not any three consenting adults if they've all freely chosen it?
Because we don't allow anyone to do that. So what I'm saying is there's a difference here. We don't let heterosexual couples marry multiple partners. I mean, there's divorce, but not multiple partners. So why would we be going there? What we're talking about is giving two loving people the same rights that I enjoy when I got married.
New Jersey State Senate President Stephen Sweeney, my guest on WNYC. Our phones are open for him, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, for New Jersey Senate President Stephen Sweeney. On the gay marriage bill or on education, which we'll talk about, or whatever you want to talk to Senate President Sweeney about, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So let's play out the scenario. The governor presumably vetoes the bill. He wants a statewide referendum of the voters on the November ballot this fall. I gather a bill to enable that has just been introduced. What's your opinion of that? And if he vetoes the bill that you're going to send him, would you then sign on to a referendum so the voters have some way of enacting it?
Never, ever, ever will I put civil rights on a ballot. It's dead on arrival. And, you know, someone said, well, that's pretty strong. I said, well, that's how strong I feel about it. We're not signing on to a referendum. If the governor vetoes the bill, we're going to fight to override the governor. And just so you know, Brian, I have 2 years to do it almost, because this session doesn't end until January 14. So it gives us plenty of time to work on people.
So you have a majority, but you don't have two-thirds to override. You would work on getting that rather than put it up to a referendum. But is it really dead on arrival? Is that a kind of political surrender to an idea that might be outdated? I know these things haven't succeeded in other states, but there are pundits who say a same-sex marriage referendum might actually pass in New Jersey this year.
Listen, throughout history, it's been proven whenever you put a civil rights issue on a ballot, it fails. You know, in New Jersey, woman's right to vote went down in 1915, right? And someone said, well, that's not 1915. You're right, it's not. But tell me prejudice and ugliness doesn't exist in this country today. Whenever the majority has the ability, they let the minority know who's in charge.
And the vote could even affect who's elected president. Gay rights referenda usually prompt a big conservative turnout. Most crucially, it helped Bush win Ohio in 2004 when there was a similar thing on the ballot, and Ohio was the ball game that year. Is that one of the reasons you would keep it off the ballot?
No, it's because I don't believe in putting civil rights on a ballot. And, you know, it's that simple. And, you know, it's funny, the sponsor of the bill was a supporter of marriage equality. And that's why it's so disheartening that Senator Bateman is now, honestly, taking a coward's way out.
The supporter of the introducer of the referendum
yes.
bill?
And it's a coward's way out. You know, let's be honest with each other. Let's be up front. The governor told you you can't vote for it, so you're walking away from it. When we had our hearing in judiciary, when the senator first proposed working with the Senate president, well, I was sitting right there, and I stood up and I said, absolutely not. We're not going to put civil rights on a ballot.
Mark in Maplewood, you're on WNYC with Senate President Steve Sweeney. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much, and thank you for being on, Senator Sweeney. I support your hard line, and I have a second reason why I think that the bill, legislation is the way to go. The concurrent resolution that was put in by Senator Bateman yesterday simply changes the definition of marriage. Your bill contains serious protections of religious liberties with respect to, if it's against the religion to have a same-sex marriage, they do not have to perform the ceremony. Those protections are not in the resolution. They would not be in the vote for the constitutional amendment. And this is basically setting something up to be defeated and also to encourage. There will be vicious and ugly language used in the run-up to the election, as has always been the case when these things have come to a vote.
Thank you for your call. Do you want to talk about that protection?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I didn't touch on it, Brian. We went, painstakingly went, to ensure that religious communities, we weren't trouncing on their beliefs and tenets. They don't have to acknowledge, they don't have to recognize anything about this. So, you know, a gay couple that goes to church now, I'm a Catholic, are still going to church. They're still receiving communion and participating in their belief. So, you know, we've actually said you don't have to recognize this marriage because we respect their beliefs. So now this really comes down to I'll stop this because I can, not because it's wrong, because we respect what those communities are.
We see what President Obama is engulfed in now with covering contraception under the Affordable Care Act for religious employers. Would there be any kind of exemption, or does it exist in any other state, I actually don't know, that has gay marriage, where they don't have to offer family benefit health insurance to gay married couples if you're an employee of a church organization?
I'm not aware of that, Brian. What we were tackling when we did this legislation was respecting the Catholic Church, all the different faiths. You know, there are faiths that actually believe, too, in marriage equality, mm-hmm. and we're trouncing on their rights who want to perform these ceremonies. So we went—
Religious liberty, you're saying, gives each religion the ability to do it or not.
Exactly.
And the standoff is clear. You heard it out of the governor's lips at the beginning of the segment. He will veto a gay marriage bill. You heard it from State Senate President Stephen Sweeney here over and over again in the last 15 minutes. He will not allow a referendum on the ballot this year because you don't put civil rights to a public vote. Eric in Englewood, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on the show. I started to talk about the word evolution in your use of the rhetoric on how you've changed your mind. And I'm wondering, maybe should we move away from that word evolve? I know President Obama also uses it. He's evolving on the issue. I don't know, does that throw it into kind of a religious debate, the whole concept of moving forward on a civil rights issue? I think if we could remove it from religiosity as much as possible. That might just be helpful in discussions.
Well, you didn't mean it in a strictly Darwinian sense, right?
No, I didn't. And, you know, after I abstained on the vote, I realized, you know, like how when you know you did something wrong, it's eaten at me since I did it. And I'm not a person that easily admits they made mistakes. So, you know, you're right. I'm not using it in the Darwinian sense. You know, I've changed. I've recognized, and you know, and I knew I did a wrong. I did the wrong thing.
How is this discussion taking place among your peers? I mean, outside of the Senate, you're 50-ish Irish Catholic guy, come from a traditional background. What are your friends saying about this? Your old friends?
Honestly, I'm a union iron worker. You know that, Brian. I'm a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
No one's saying anything because, honestly, a lot of people really don't care. And, you know, the problem is when you do a referendum, the people that really care are normally the people who oppose, so they come out. The people that don't care because they're okay with it, they don't say anything. And I got to tell you, I walk in union halls all the time. No comments, no jokes, no, you know, hey, what happened to you? Because, honestly, they don't care. But they, you know, just be happy. Live a productive life.
I think Roger in Hoboken cares. Roger, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning, Brian. First time calling your show, and I do care. I just want to ask the gentleman there for 2 points. I don't know why the politicians should decide this. I think people should decide it. You frame this as a civil rights. I don't think it is. Second point is, have you talked about gay divorce? Because a lot of the people who have a gay agenda and the marriage agenda do not want to talk about gay divorce. What's going to happen to a kid that gets that one of the parents say, you know what, that's not my child. I want a divorce and get out of this marriage. Nothing obligates a person like a man, like a heterosexual marriage, to support that child.
Well, gay divorce, different for the children because at least one parent would not be biological?
No, it's not different. You would go through the same process and a court would make a decision. You know, because sometimes courts do rule the father is the better parent than the mother. So, you know, each case is just like any divorce. And you know something? Divorces will happen. Absolutely. Just like they happen for heterosexuals and probably, what was it, 67% of marriages now wind up in divorce. So, you know.
Gosh, I hope it's not that much. That would be 2/3.
It's a pretty high number.
I think it's a little less than that, but it is really, really high. All right, I want to touch one other topic. While you're here, speaking of children, and that is education. And related to two things real quick. The Obama administration yesterday granted New Jersey and 9 other states a waiver from the No Child Left Behind law under the condition that the state raise the standards measured by the standardized tests and set policies to evaluate teachers and schools, not just the students. Are you for this waiver?
I haven't looked at the whole waiver, Brian, but we're working through tenure reform right now. You know, we're looking at ways to improve teacher productivity and the quality that they teach right now and getting rid of teachers that are bad easier. You know, tenure reform, Senator Ruiz, who's our education chair in the Senate, has been working about 8 months on a bill because our tenure reform has been around 100 years. I mean, our tenure. We need to reform it so it's harder to get and easier to lose. And when you have a teacher that's on the bubble, try to get them the additional help and training to get them above. So I'm all in favor of improving education in New Jersey.
And on education and related to those children who have been left behind, Governor Christie is calling for the head of the teachers union, Vince Giordano, because of what Giordano said in opposing school choice for failing urban kids. He wants Giordano to resign. In this clip, the governor lashes out at Giordano, beginning with the phrase that Giordano used.
Life isn't fair. An outrageous statement. I cannot express how disgusted I am by that statement by the head of the largest teachers union in our state. But I also have to tell you, I'm not the least bit surprised, because I think it so succinctly captures what their position, their real position is. Not the position they put on their slick 30-second ads when they say every child should have a great education, Well, they mean every child except for the ones in the failing school districts who shouldn't have a choice.
Your reaction to that?
It's a moral position.
Well, listen, the governor loves to jump on things. And, you know, the most important thing for us is to recognize New Jersey's one of the finest systems of education in the nation, but we do have failing districts. And rather than the rhetoric and him calling this one a name and them firing back and forth, let's do something about trying to fix our failing schools, because we have failing schools. But, you know, let's also recognize New Jersey is one of the finest systems in the nation. So we're not perfect by any means, and we have to strive to improve on that issue. You know, this is the governor loves to have his back and forths with the NJEA because they're an easy target for him. Listen, I've had many battles with the NJEA. So I'm not a union sympathizer.
What about
here.
That statement, life isn't fair, having to do with the kids not having? I don't know if the governor was talking about vouchers in particular for private schools, but
I think
the amount of choice.
What he was talking about, I'm sure Mr. Giordano would have liked to take back the words he said, but when the governor's talking about taking money out of public schools to put them into private schools, that's not going to strengthen our public education systems. So, again, they're going to get into the rhetoric of, you know, the governor jumped on it, rightfully so, pointing out, you know, a poor choice of words. But taking money from public education, putting it into private schools isn't really the answer. It's fixing what's broken.
New Jersey Senate President Stephen Sweeney will be watching on Monday when you take that same-sex marriage vote. And thank you so much for coming in here as you go into your weekend.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, we're going to get you progressives and we're going to get you conservatives for the rest of the hour. Coming up in a little bit, we have a three-person panel from an NYU event on the Occupy movement and the 2012 election year. But first, we're going to play a clip from just a little while ago of Rick Santorum at the CPAC conference in Washington this morning and take some calls from some of you conservatives in the audience on what is conservatism to you in 2012. What does conservatism mean to you in 2012 if you are a conservative? Call in right now if you are a conservative to answer that question. We'll do that for a few minutes. Then we'll do Occupy 2012 for a few minutes toward the end of the show here. 1-888-312-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692.